Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the sixth Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we are being challenged in all the readings about the commandments of the Lord. We know that the Ten Commandments were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and these are the commandments that are the bedrock of our response to God, and we know that if we obey the commandments, we are well on the road to going back to God, which is what all of us are wishing to do, whether we like to admit it or not. We are on the journey back to the Lord. I often wonder what it will be like on Judgment Day when Jesus comes with all his angels and saints to judge the world. Will it be enough to say to them, "I obeyed the commandments. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't commit adultery. And I didn't steal," and so forth? I think it won't be enough. That's the least response we can give to the Lord. If we break those commandments, of course we know we are actually sinning. However, we are not asked just to avoid sin. We are also asked to be wholesome, wonderful human beings who go out in love and reach out to other people, to our fellow human beings. The refugee, for instance, the poorest of the poor, the homeless, the sick, the lonely, the mourning. Do we ever think of people who are less better off than ourselves when we go to bed at night? I think maybe most of us listening to what I am saying here today are privileged in many ways, because if you're listening to this program, you have access to radio, to the internet, which is a big privilege these days for the greater population of our world. I am very privileged because I can use these means by which to spread the good news and maybe spread Christian action for the betterment of our world. So let us be aware of our privileges. Let's just be aware about our duties as well. Our duties to be more Christian, to regard each and every one as a child of God, and especially the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa used to remind us, at the end of our lives, we will not be judged on what car we drove, how much money we had, or how many degrees we earned. At the end of our lives, she said, we'll be judged on love. Have we loved our fellow human beings? Father George Barbareski says, you cannot buy heaven with what you have. You can buy heaven with what you give away. So be concerned for the poorest of the poor, the refugee, and even the ones we know who are thieves and are imprisoned. I know somebody who, every time I say Mass in their house, always prays for prisoners, because that person has a love for those who are incarcerated and who are confined to small little spaces in this world. Imagine living our lives like this. I would love if these programs could reach the prisoners as well. This would be my hope. If you know anyone who is imprisoned, I would love if you would pass this program on to them, because I'm speaking to everyone. But the Christian message and the gospel is demanding of us to have a very high up value in our lives, and that is to love our fellow human beings with all our hearts, with all our minds. And that is what Jesus did with the Ten Commandments. He said they can be brought into two great commandments. And these are to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second one is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But it's all based on going out to love others and to do good for the world and to make the world a better place, especially for the human beings that live in it. And we know that the world is very incomplete, as we know it is right now. There is a huge gap between rich and poor. There is a huge gap between what I have and what the poorest of the poor have in this world. We can cooperate with God in helping to alleviate some of these problems. And I can give you a list of things that we can be doing right now, even without leaving the comfort of our homes. We can be active in prayer. Prayer is a huge weapon that we have. A huge mechanism, maybe, is probably the best way of putting it. And God listens to our prayers. Prayers are very important. Never underestimate the power of our prayers, even if that's all we can do. It is a huge amount. Prayer crosses all boundaries and can reach to the furthest end of the world. Also, be active in creating a just society. Be part of the solution. Speak with your local representative. Or if you are a representative, strive for equality in your neighborhood, in your jurisdiction, in your constituency. Try for justice and equal opportunities and equal distribution of wealth for everyone. And of course, peace. Be politically involved for the betterment of our society. What do we really ask our local representative for? Do we ask him or her to make a more just and equal society? Or do we ask for more favors and more free things? Or are we asking for things for the betterment of our fellow human beings? Also, are we teaching our children to reach out in love to those who have less privileges than they have? Those who live in war zones and those who live in places of great turmoil. There are plenty organizations out there and plenty ways in which we can let our voices be heard. We can write letters and ask governments as leaders to do more. So these, in another way, are responses which are different than just avoiding sin to the Ten Commandments. The least we can do is to obey the commandments and remain quiet and inactive. The most we can do is to love our fellow human beings and want the best for them so that we can all enjoy equal opportunity together in this world that we all live in. May God bless you and help you in your efforts to do such things, and bless you today and always. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and praying that you may have all God's blessings in your life.